This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're about to go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610, but we were just doing our question of the day. What's the least macho thing that you do? And I missed this one, and I really wanted to read it because it's a good one. It might be a winner, in fact, from the 281. They said, I'm a dog guy, always had big dogs. Rescued a stray chihuahua, and now I'm that annoying girl that carries her dog in her purse everywhere she goes. Fact, yeah, so.
I actually don't mind that.
Yeah,
really? I don't mind that.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
That's tough,
yeah.
Man. I don't mind it. Like I like big dogs too, mm-hmm. to a certain point, mm-hmm. but I'd rather have the smaller.
But I'm a big dogs, dog guy, but
yeah,
I don't
but in
mind
the dog
it.
Bag. Like, not letting that sucker walk. Just carrying them in right here, right here underneath your arm.
Well, nah. There is a line, I guess.
Nah, we got to walk in the rain together.
That's what I'm saying.
Me and Stanley was out in the rain. I ain't put no coat or nothing on him, man.
That's right.
You a man.
You a boy dog.
We got to be a man.
You crazy.
A man.
All right. From that dog to, I guess, the dog pound in a way as we go around the NFL. The Browns made it known today that they are parting ways with Juan Thornhill. Safety Juan Thornhill, obviously known more, I imagine, for playing with the Kansas City Chiefs and winning a Super Bowl there. Last two seasons, he has been with the Cleveland Browns, and last year in particular, you saw his kind of play go down a mm-hmm. little bit, and I think you already know what the next question is as
nope.
we bring this back home. You're
nope.
Figgy is a Cleveland guy. I imagine you at least keep like half an eye over up there. You're out on Juan Thornhill.
And the thing is, like, I just seen so many people tweet about this guy. Like, man, get this guy off the field.
Yeah.
He sucks. Like, they paid him this money. I heard nothing but bad things about his play.
I won't go that far because I don't plug in on every single moment of a Browns game.
Why not?
Obviously, but
why not?
For obvious reasons. But I'm with Figgy in terms of like his reaction, and I feel like it'll just be something of a lateral move. You know?
He only played 11 games the last two seasons, both of those obviously the two seasons that he was in Cleveland. And I think one of the things that was kind of tough, and especially with defensive players, I utilize PFF because there's not enough like strong defensive statistics.
Yeah,
right. So of course the ever present caveat with PFF, it is subjective, and you know, take it for what you will. However, if you look year over year grades, obviously when he was with Kansas City, he was a really intriguing prospect. He did some really good things for them, and then as a free agent, he goes to Cleveland. I mean, the grades that he had on tackling in 2023, his first year in Cleveland, mm-hmm. he was a 76, which is a pretty good grade. You know, coverage was still kind of a little bit lower than the 75 that he had the previous year. He went down to a 62.5. Then last year, that's coverage grade stayed in those mid to low 60s, and his tackling went down to a 45. So I don't know exactly what happened to him.
Yeah.
However, it seems like he had a very, at least a down season, and obviously that leads to the parting of ways for him.
But you're not interested at all in the idea of, hey, someone who has a little bit of coverage and who at least we have seen play at a very high level at points in his career. And he is 29 years of age.
Ooh. Yeah, MJ Stewart thinks that's cute.
Wow.
That's yeah, that's where I am with that. But you know what? Since we're on the Browns, let's jump to the other one real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the Browns are, you know, part of me is like, okay, you know, who knows what they're doing there. But you saw that what the Rams are doing?
Yeah, the Rams have been it's been obvious that, hey man, that's a possibility of a trade. I remember last week I was talking to you about the possibility of, hey, what does it look like if Matthew Stafford is the quarterback of the Giants, and that is one of the names that has come up now that the Rams have allowed Matthew Stafford to talk to other teams to possibly, you know, negotiate a trade. And so Giants, Steelers, Raiders, Browns,
that's where I'm going,
are the teams that seemingly have been brought up as possible destinations for Matt Stafford.
What in the world? Because Matthew Stafford, I mean, the contract alone, and who knows what else he's going to be able to. What are the Browns doing?
Trying to get somebody they can play.
It seemed like they trying to keep that window open.
How are they going to pay everything?
Very carefully.
I have no idea.
And it is worth noting that they did a restructure of Deshaun Watson's contract. Obviously, that's the big boulder, the big elephant in the room. And they've done a little bit of restructuring of his contract to make it a little bit easier to swallow. Mm-hmm. Right. Obviously, before it was downright impossible.
Yeah.
To eat. And now it's a little bit more tenable. But this is the thing, right? I think this speaks more to the current situation if you are a quarterback needy team. Mm-hmm. There's not a great place to go for it.
Yeah.
And I think that speaks to the next thing we'll talk about. But the draft quarterbacks, there's not that high-level quarterback that you can go get. There are some guys out there that maybe you're willing to take a shot on. One of those is your guy, Jackson Dart. But it doesn't feel like you have a guy, any of those guys that you feel very confident are going to be not just solid, but any level of like game-changing type quarterbacks.
Yeah.
In this draft. So it's not like, all right, we're going to trade up and get our guy in the draft. Free agency wise, the big name is Sam Darnold. And outside of that, like, are there very many free agent quarterbacks that appeal to you? And also, again, it's a small pool. So the market is going to make it tough. And you might have to overpay for a guy who is probably profiles more as a stopgap quarterback. Or you can give up a little bit of capital to go and get somebody who you know and you feel comfortable with will be able to come in and give you what you need. And that's a team that is desperate to have something go right for them.
Yeah.
Anything go right.
They're not trying to tear it down already.
Are they doing this for Myles Garrett?
It's got to be.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
Yeah. I mean, really, this is one of those situations where it's like, I hope you're doing it for you. Like when people like are showering. Right, like going, oh man, I took a shower. It's like, I hope that you're doing that for you. Do it for the lady too, right? The lady will appreciate, and maybe you'll be able to keep her around. But you should do that for you, and I feel like that's where it is with the Browns.
Yeah.
You should get a quarterback for yourself.
Yeah, it seems like they still trying to win. They need a, I don't want to call Matthew Stafford a stopgap quarterback.
Well, he's 37.
It's very stopgap.
But they are trying to get a quarterback that can probably win now. And maybe draft a quarterback later on to sit behind him.
I'm sorry, I forgot the top quarterback in the free agent market. That's my bad. Mm. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh God,
is the top quarterback in the free agent market.
That's Sam somebody Darnold. They should stay away from.
Listen how quickly this falls off. Aaron Rodgers, Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston.
It's already kind of falling.
Jacoby Brissett.
Well, it's falling.
McCorkle Jones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, McCorkle.
Josh Dobbs. Mm-hmm. Trey Lance. Do I have to keep going?
No,
okay,
no,
all right.
No,
it's just there's not a lot of them out there, so I understand why they would try and go get them this way. Real quick before we move on, though, like which one of those do you feel like you like the best as a pairing for Matt Stafford between the Giants, the Steelers, the Raiders, and the Browns?
I feel like the Raiders might be something. You know, obviously new coach. You know, they're a team that obviously in a horrendous division, but they need to do something in Las Vegas. So how about you?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I kind of lean towards the Steelers. Mm-hmm. It just, again, feels like you're going to have a good defense. At least you got one dude to throw the ball to, although he is a knucklehead of some sorts. I also wonder, though, thinking about it, Matthew Stafford is a University of Georgia alum, played in Detroit in a dome, although he obviously that means that you play in the NFC North, and has played in Los Angeles for a while. Mm-hmm. Is it smart to go and play outdoors
in the cold,
in the cold again? Yeah. Like, is that especially at 37? Is that the smart way to go?
Because no,
it might be smart in that regard to go and look at the one team that plays indoors and in a relatively temperate climate, which is, well, not even relatively, but the Las Vegas Raiders, where at least you got a couple of tight ends that you like. I don't know about wide receivers, but then you also bring in Chip Kelly. Hopefully, can put together an offense that you like and that works pretty well. Like, maybe that is the way to go about that, because the other ones, I don't know how much I love them.
And he's going to get traded. And anytime they allow a player to, you know, search options, that player gets traded. So he's going to be moved.
All right, so Shedeur Sanders is not going to work out for teams at the Combine. I believe the reporting does indicate, though, that he will be there and go through some of the other situations, like obviously interviews and such. Still unknown if he does medicals and whatever. I think that obviously it's to be expected that he's going to throw at Colorado's Pro Day. And this all seems to track. Like, I only bring this up because it is, like, he is the big name quarterback outside of Cam Ward in this draft. However, this all feels very obvious for some of the reasons I was talking about. If you want a quarterback, you better go get him. Like, and teams also aren't really doing, I don't think that they're evaluating a ton off of these workouts. I think that a lot of this they're getting off of, like, tape and such. Are they not?
The only, yes, 100%. It's mostly interviews. Maybe for certain positions, it's more the drills and such, but mostly interviews. I would highly recommend that he not throw. And Cam Ward, to be honest, as well. It may not be as good for us, but those are the top two quarterbacks in a very thin quarterback class. It does open the door for Jackson Dart, for Taylor Shook. And those guys to maybe show something.
What are you doing with Taylor Shuck?
Yeah.
Hey, man, shout out to Taylor Shuck.
He's getting some run.
And maybe this might be a blind spot for me, being someone who really likes college football, because sometimes you get some of these guys that'll come through and I'm like, ain't no way that's an NFL quarterback. Like, that's a good college quarterback, but ain't no way. And Tyler Shuck is one of those guys. Saw him at Texas Tech, not all that impressed. Went to Louisville and he got some winning and none, but I was like, I don't know, man. Y'all want
to? But
do
I'm saying
NFL
it opens the door for those guys to at least.
Gain a
narrative. No, gain. Somebody's going to say, oh, you know, he did such and such.
Because we got to do it, right? When we put on the combine, if somebody's the best guy out there, at least we will talk about him as the best guy out there, right?
Yeah, I think it's good for Dart. I think it's absolutely good for Dart.
Now, you mentioned the NFL Combine. Today is the start of Combine Week, and it feels like we're not actually going to get, like, real, effective, actual workouts until later in the week.
Thursday, yeah.
But they're out there, man. Like, the teams have descended upon there. The players are there. And obviously, the big things that teams are looking for is interviews and medicals, when they can get those types of things there. But then also a conferring of ideas. You have all these people in a singular place. Sometimes things can shake. So I'm interested in seeing, like, what kind of things might come out of this possible deals get done, maybe trade-wise, mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, free agency-wise? What kind of news do we get out of this? Because this ends up being a really big week for
us. It's a convention. It's a convention, and people talk at conventions, and people look for deals to be made at conventions. That's what it is, and that's what we're going to be. We'll gain some intel, so to speak, of so-and-so was talking to so-and-so about this player and that player. And that's basically it as far as the player's concerned. The interviews are going to be, you know, by and large, what they're looking at.
And to that end, we're going to be hearing from both D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio next week. I believe it's D'Amico on
Tuesday.
And then Caserio, I believe, is Wednesday.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that?
Yeah.
Around the same time, about 12:15. So we'll try and get that turned around and hear, or at least get some, you know, some ideas of what was said by your Texans decision makers out there in Indy. All right. And then one more thing, I guess, before we, or maybe not one, maybe a couple of things here. The NFL. This is also part of, like, the when they get together and the meet for things. Apparently, they're considering changes to your favorite play in football. The kickoff, the dynamic kickoff.
I thought it would
instituted.
Be.
Yeah.
It didn't work out that way.
I don't know. Bathroom break.
Yeah.
They're still holding this up as a success, right? They said that it led to a 57% rise in returns as well as a lower injury rate. So obviously for the NFL's purposes, they will hold this up as a success. I wonder what the rise would have had to be for them to not hold it up as a success,
right.
To be fair.
Yeah.
But some of the things that they're considering, and they're not beholden to just this. It seems like they're relatively open, but Falcons CEO Rich McKay told reporters Sunday that the group is considering changes that they would hope lead to even more returns. So the likes of maybe awarding possession after a touchback at the 35-yard line.
Now we're talking.
Instead of just the 30, to further prohibit or further disincentivize is the word I should use here. Kickers from kicking out of the back of the end zone and then putting it in play and allowing there to be a return. Some other things that are maybe possible is also trying to figure out, and I don't see any level of reporting onto what it would be, but figure out a way to bring that surprise element for the onside kick back, because that was one of the big things you lamented.
Yeah, that part, that's a tough one to do if you're going to keep the bones of the kickoff the same. But I will say, I think just moving it that extra 5 yards to the 35, I think we're, you know, what I thought might happen last year is more likely to happen this coming season if it does change. You know,
because I mean, at the 35,
more returns,
at the 35, you're what, like 30 yards away from field goal range
right, like, off the top.
Yeah, one good pass and boom, we can get three from you.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think it's definitely going to be more likely to have. What they say, 56%, maybe 62, 63, somewhere in there. And that means a chance for better excitement.
Yeah. I'm interested to see what they do there. We'll see if they actually make something shake in that regard. I imagine that they will. It seems like they've been pretty progressive on these things. And it seems like they'd be doing tweaks as opposed to like an overhaul in any way. Although, like, I don't know what the answer is on the onside kick.
I don't either.
I mean, I've always, when we were talking about reforming kickoffs, I've always been fond of the Shiano plan, which is just, hey, this is a 4th and 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so you can go and punt it, and that is the turn, you know, that is that kicking off to the other team. But in the instance that you actually want to be able to try and keep the ball, you can come out with your offense. You can lean on the thing that is, you know, football in all senses, which is get your quarterback, throw the football, or run the football if you feel like you can pick it up 15. I don't think that's something that you can do here, but I'm interested to see what they come up with as like an onside solution.
Yeah, that's a tough that's a hard one, and we've all thought about it. And you know, outside of that, outside of running a play, you know, which would make it very, very obvious, you know, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, because I mean, with the way that the kickoff goes, like, you can't get that 10 yards and get it, especially if everybody knows it's coming. Just the success rate is so incredibly low. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Oh, man, it feels weird. Like, our national contest is over, so I don't have anything to alert you in that way. But I do, I guess, remind you of the fellas being out in West Palm Beach for spring baseball. Shout out to Sean, Seth, and Adam Spillane, who are out there in West Palm Beach, courtesy of Exclusive Furniture and Academy of Sports and Outdoors. They're giving you all of what they see and hear on the ground. Unfortunately, today, not a lot to see and hear, as the game today has been rained out for the Astros versus the Marlins. Renel Blanco, who is the presumptive starter, who is the expected starter, was supposed to go today. He will go tomorrow. So at least we'll get this chance to see Renel get his stuff going. But regardless, baseball don't stop, work don't stop. So coming up next, let's talk to Baseball Spo about what's happening out there and maybe what he thinks about the Nolan Arenado scuttlebutt. We'll talk about that next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.